All right. Wow, the... Oh, my God. Things are breaking. Okay. Whoa. Sorry, everything kind of just broke for a second. Hi. It's DJ Abby E. You are currently tuned to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. It is 12 o'clock. That means it is time for The Truth Is Out There with me, DJ Abby E. And this is, I should warn you, this is the last one. This is it. If you've never tuned in before, thanks. You're a little late to the party, but, you know, you made it. That's what counts. Have a great show planned for today. Lots of great music. It'll be really fun and maybe a little sad, but hopefully more fun than anything. And then that'll be it, and I'll be out of here. All right. Let's get the music out of the way. Hold on. Yeah. All right. Before we get started with the music today, I have a public service announcement from the station. Spring has sprung, and that means that many species of both short distance and long distance migratory birds are returning to Vermont. Spring and early summer are prime birding season, as it is breeding season for birds, so many of them are decked out in their bright breeding plumages and singing their hearts out in hopes of attracting a mate. Some species that are returning to Vermont soon that you should be on the lookout for are American robins, red-winged blackbirds, scarlet tanagers, and bobolinks. Don't know what those are. So park yourself under a big tree, grab your binoculars, and keep your eyes peeled for some feathered friends. This message is from your birding DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Alrighty, your better alternative. I will say I went to one meeting of the birding club once. That was quite fun. We were in Centennial Woods. We saw a lot of cool birds. We saw some, pileated wood. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Pileated, like, woodpeckers. Okay. Sorry. I'm really tired this morning and I'm a little distracted because, again, this is my last show. Just kind of sad. Okay, I don't really want to do the news or the weather today, but it is really sunny out. That's pretty cool. It's nice and sunny out. It's a little chilly and it's a little windy, but yeah, I think it's like 50 degrees. That's pretty nice, and it's sunny. It won't be sunny all day, but it's sunny right now. News. I usually try to do like cool local Burlington news. I don't really have any today. There's like a boat with hantavirus at, I don't know. You've probably heard that already, so you don't need to hear from me. Not in Burlington, by the way. That is not, it's in like Tenerife. That's not in Burlington. Don't worry. It's not the spirit of Ethan Allen. Alrighty. Let's get started with the music. Sorry, the computers are being weird today too. I came in and they wouldn't turn on, and then I had to use my computer science skills and I found the power button on the computer. Usually you don't have to do that, but today I did. Okay, we're getting started with some music that is like a bit of a throwback to the music I was playing when I started being a DJ at WRUV in the spring of 2024. I was doing my graveyard shifts, which means overnight, and mine was from 4 to 6 a.m. Crazy. Shout out to my parents for listening to that for some reason. And they did that again this year when I did a 4 to 6 a.m. vinyl-thon slot. So crazy. We're going to get started with a song I played to start my 4 a.m. slot once, and you'll see why in a second. And then we'll hear from Katie Gavin, Maggie Rogers, and Wolf Alice. Hope you enjoy.
I'm not awake. sweater. It's good to see you. We're catching up. We're talking about the weather. And I'm the empress in my new clothes. And I think that you must know. And you're taking pity on me, pretending you don't see. I feel naked when you look my way. You can see it on my face. You're the only reason I came, yeah. You're the only reason I stay, yeah. And I'm living on the afterdays. Don't you tell me it's too late. You're the only reason I came, yeah. You're the only reason it's so clear to me now. Do the dance, pretend to listen closer. I thought you left, I got upset. Your hand was on my shoulder. And I'm the empress in my new clothes. And I think that you must know. And you're just taking pity. But then you say, yeah.
All right, that was Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. Love that song. I don't know why I thought I'd played that. I've never played that on air before. It's not in any of my playlists, so. Oops. I listened to it a lot then, though. Right before that, we heard Shatter by Maggie Rogers. Definitely played that one a lot. Love that song. Love Maggie Rogers. Leading into that, we heard Aftertaste by Katie Gavin. Also a great song. That was the first song I played on my, like, real full-time show. Like, not my graveyard show. So, shout out. Throwback, I guess. A lot of people are doing... let me finish talking first. And then to start the set, we heard Wide Awake by Parquet Courts. That's, yeah, of course, Wide Awake. Good one. A lot of people are doing this thing where they, like, play the first song they ever played on air, like, as their last song. I can't do that, because the first song I ever played on air was... it hasn't aged very well, I guess. It's Violence and Anger by Screaming Females. Doesn't that sound fun? Listen, I love that song. It's a great song, but it's not the vibe for today. I will say, to defend myself, at the time, Screaming Females had just broken up, and then they released this, like, posthumous, like, EP of, like, unreleased songs, and so obviously I was distraught about the breakup of Screaming Females, and of course I had to play their music on air, which meant I was playing Violence and Anger. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's just a little bad. I'm not gonna play it now, but I am going to play another song by Screaming Females, which is a bit more uplifting, I would say. Maybe it's not uplifting, actually. It's a bit more I don't know. It's better than Violence and Anger. Sorry. It was a fine song at the time. Now I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't listen to it. But that's, yeah. Hey, shout out Screaming Females. I DJ Abby Elor, I went to Rutgers for a year before I transferred to UVM. And I was very unhappy at Rutgers, and I did not like it there. And I really like UVM, of course. When I was at Rutgers, I had looked into the Rutgers radio station a little bit, and I went to, like, one event that they did or something, but I didn't become a DJ there or anything. But they were very big on Screaming Females at Rutgers, because Screaming Females is from New Brunswick. They actually, I think, were still living in New Brunswick at the time, which is crazy. I liked them before I found that out, and I was like, no way, they're in New Brunswick? I'm in New Brunswick! They were doing basement shows and stuff, but I never went. Well, they weren't doing any when I was there, but they did them, like, right before I got there. They, like, went on tour when I got to Rutgers. I don't know. Weird way that things worked out. I haven't seen Screaming Females, though. And then they broke up. So, okay. Anyways, here's Screaming Females. I'll make you sorry. Punch knocks out on Mars.
I am bending over backwards, does it make me look cool? Who modeled the behavior in which I engaged? A permission structure built on what you took and what you gave. Say R.I.P. to everyone who died. Everything is gray now. Do you like it? You know I only want it. If you want it, whatever you need now, we can make it out of plastic. Everything's in place now. Do you like it? No matter what you don't like, we can move it. I think we can make it. We can make it out of plastic. Maybe I should call and apologize. It isn't what you ordered, but it's battered and fried. Hold on just a second while I transfer you a zero and a three big gold balloons. Who modeled the behavior in which you engaged? A permission structure built on what I took and what I gave. Singing R.I.P. to everyone who died. Everything is gray now. Do you like it? You know I only want it. If you want it, whatever you need now, we can make it out of plastic. Everything's in place now. Do you like it? No matter what you don't like, we can move it. I think we can make it. We can make it out of plastic.
Recycling?
It's sorted.
Is there 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 recycling?
It's sorted.
Is there.
Everything is gray now. Do you like it? You know I only want it. If you want it, whatever you need now, we can make it out of plastic. Everything's in place now. Do you like it? No matter what you don't like, we can move it. I think we can make it. We can make it. I think we can make it.
Alrighty, we just heard Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. Right before that, we heard Plastic by Cheekface. And to start the set, we heard I'll Make You Sorry by Screaming Females. Yeah, good set. Fun story about Here Comes Your Man. I played that during one of, I think maybe my second or my third graveyard show. I don't know. And at the time, so when you're a trainee training to be a DJ, you kind of like report to the program director, who at the time was the one and only Ava Pilkington, our current, or I guess former current station manager, and who's now a very good friend of mine. But at the time, I did not know her. And I emailed her a question about something, and she responded with an answer. And then also, by the way, you really shouldn't play Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies because it's too popular. And yeah, just like use your best judgment for not playing popular songs. I was like, okay, cool, thanks. She was being a real pain about it. She was, we've since established that she was like in a bad mood or something, I guess, and just took it out on me. Or she like, I don't know what happened. She was trying to make a point about how we can't be lenient with the trainees or something. I don't know. And then anyway, she just took it out on me, and I was mad about it, but it's okay. All is forgiven now. I just bring it up a lot. Anyways, and it was like a very rude email too. It was really, it was really bad. Alrighty, we're going to get into some other music now. Here we go. We'll hear Echo and the Bunnymen, and we'll hear from the Cocteau Twins, and that'll be it for that set, I guess I only did two songs for that one, oops. But this Echo and the Bunnymen song is interesting because it's from a vinyl record, by the way. I should say this is about to be on vinyl. It's from one that we lost temporarily. So this past year, I was the like vinyl reorganization lead. Shout out vinyl. And I loved this record, and then it just disappeared, and I couldn't find it for months. And I was like losing my mind. Like, I know we have it. Like, someone probably took it, or they just, I don't know. And I was losing it. And then one day we found it shoved into the side of a shelf, completely bent and crushed in the wrong section entirely. We were like, wow, that's messed up. So somebody played it and put it back in the wrong spot, or they took it and then felt bad and wanted to hide it and make it look like they didn't take it. I don't know. Who am I to speculate? But now we have it back, and now we're going to hear it. I hope you enjoy.
First I'm gonna make it, then I'm gonna break it till it falls apart. Charlie Claw. No way home. Bring on the headless horses wherever they may roam. Shiver and say the words of every lie you've heard. First I'm gonna make it, then I'm gonna break it till it falls apart. Hating all the faking and shaking while you're breaking my brittle heart.
I hope you enjoyed that quick little set there. We just heard Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. And to start the set, we heard Bring On the Dancing Horses by Echo and the Bunnymen on vinyl. Yeah, shout out. Okay, we have just a couple more songs left. Well, a few. A couple would be two. We have four. Three, four. I don't know. We'll see. These are just some songs that I like in no particular order. I might kind of end this one early. This one might be long. Oh, no. We might run out of time. Or not. I'm going to stop talking. Here is Declan McKenna.
Dec, what do you think about the car? Do you like it?
I think it's really good. And I'm going to sing my new album now.
Don't take me along to your show, to your broadcast, I know. I'm good at letting go, and then take me along with your rules, with your promise, I swear. You spend too much time on your phone and on your head. Do you care? I beg you, humongous, enormous and small, and it's not fair.
Nothing enough. It's an ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was working out for you. I'll take you to the movies. I'll take you to the park. I know when you're not feeling right, I'd know you in the dark. I'd know you in the dark. I'll try to tell you when you come down in the morning, baby.
This is Outbound by After. Yeah, good song. I like that song. After is one of those bands that I found through WRUV, and I'm very glad that I did. Man, I love After. My mom was just texting me about tickets for a show, for an After show. Yeah. Right before that, we heard Love Is Everywhere by Magdalena Bay. Sorry for the long gap of silence. I had to mute a word. And then I got scared that I didn't get it, so I just kept it silent for a second. Love Is Everywhere, Magdalena Bay. Magdalena Bay is another great band that I found through WRUV. Absolutely love it. Obsessed. And to start the set, we heard Humongous by Declan McKenna. Declan McKenna I had heard before WRUV, but still big fan. That was my first, like, small venue concert that I ever went to. My first concert of all time. Here's some DJ Abby E. Blackmail, Panic at the Disco. Okay. I think I'm going to talk again after this song just because I don't want to shut up, but I have one more song left to play today, and that would be a song that you know and love by Nena, and we're just going to play that right now, and I hope you enjoy, and you'll hear from me in a few minutes, I promise, but here's the last song from DJ Abby E.